This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has unleashed a wave of attacks on Ukraine, targeting airfields and fuel facilities in what appears to be the next phase of an invasion that has been slowed by fierce resistance. The U.S. and EU have responded with weapons and ammunition for the outnumbered Ukrainians and powerful sanctions intended to further isolate Moscow. Huge explosions lit up the sky early Sunday south of the capital, Kyiv, where people hunkered down in anticipation of a full-scale assault by Russian forces. The latest targets include an oil depot near an airfield south of the capital and a gas pipeline in the country's second-largest city. Ukrainian defense forces put up fierce resistance, slowing the advance of the larger and better-armed Russian military closing in the capital. European nations and the U.S. were rushing assistance. Authorities also said that Russian forces blew up the gas pipeline in the country's second-largest city. Dragging suitcases and carrying children, tens of thousands of Ukrainians rushed to the border Saturday as invading Russian troops pressed on with their march toward the capital. At least 150,000 people fled Ukraine into Poland and other neighboring countries in the wake of the Russian invasion. The UN Refugee Agency made that statement Saturday. Some walked many miles through the night while others fled by train, car, or bus, forming lines miles long at border crossings. They were greeted by waiting relatives and friends who headed on their own to reception centers organized by neighboring governments. As Russian troops closed in the Ukrainian capital, more and more Russians at home were speaking out against the invasion, even as the government's official rhetoric grew increasingly harsher. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a ballistic missile into the sea Sunday, its neighbor said, in a resumption of weapons tests following a month-long hiatus. And as the United States and its allies are focused on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the North Korean launch was the eighth of its kind this year and the first since January 30th. Some experts have said that North Korea is trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long-stalled disarmament talks. They say North Korea also might use the U.S. preoccupation with the Ukraine conflict as a chance to accelerate testing activity to ramp up its pressure campaign on Washington. For 2 years, Hong Kong successfully insulated most of its residents from COVID-19, even going nearly 3 months late last year without a single locally spread case. Then the Omicron variant showed up. The fast-spreading mutation breached Hong Kong's defenses and has been spreading rapidly through one of the world's most densely populated places, overflowing hospitals and isolation wards, and prompting a desperate measure to test the entire 7.4 million population and hastily build 6 isolation and treatment centers. The surge shows what happens when COVID-19 spreads to a population unprotected by immunity from previous infections, and has exposed a low vaccination rate among elderly citizens who are bearing the brunt of the crisis. The pandemic may have disrupted carnival plans in Rio de Janeiro for a second straight year, but revelers who have flocked to the Brazilian city for sun, sea, and samba still found ways to party on Saturday. Thousands defied an official ban on street parties by dancing, singing, and mingling to the rhythm of samba sometimes as police looked on. Others attended more formal events that moved indoors this year after City Hall banned blocos, the tightly packed street parties traditionally thronged by those who cannot or do not want to lay out for pricey tickets for the official parade at the Samba Drome, which this year has been postponed to April because Brazil is still not past the Omicron wave. The indoor parties and the fee to get in are heresy for many Brazilians who say that Carnival's block parties are essentially and historically parties by the people and for the people. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.